Welcome to the Christian Wealth Podcast, where people come to learn what the Bible says about money, wealth, and business. Be inspired by some of the greatest Christian thinkers and commentators from around the planet. Enjoy this episode with your host, Alex Cook.
96.3, it's Jane Sam for breakfast, although Sam is away today. She's got the week off. We're talking with Alex Cook from Wealth With Purpose. And Alex, we started a new series last week, Getting Started With Money. We were looking at goal setting. And we continue this week, week two, with a spending plan. Now, Sam's away. I don't think she has a spending plan when she goes away. In fact, I think she has a plan to spend. That's her plan. The first question that comes to mind is, what is a spending plan?
Yeah, look, a spending plan is really just a polite way of talking about a budget. You know, when people hear the word budgeting, they often cringe or they get a bit spooked by it. And so I prefer to use the term spending plan, simply because I take the sort of simple view that if you think about the money that each of us have and that we receive, whether it's from our employer or from our investments or Social Security, the question is, how are we going to steward what God has provided us? You know, what's he put into our lap that we need to manage and manage well on his behalf? So the idea is really looking at how much is coming into your house. So, and as I say, that could be your wage or investments, versus how much is going out. In other words, how much you're actually spending. And I would actually argue that your spending plan or your budget is actually your first act of stewardship, you know, where you're really saying, well, okay, God, you've given me this amount. How am I going to use it to meet my family's needs, but also achieve long-term goals and, of course, steward it well for God's kingdom? So it's really about saying, how do I look forward over the next 12 months and look at how am I going to spend what God has put into my hand? So that's really what it is.
Yeah, I like how you define that as a spending plan. And you're right, because when it comes to the word budget for me, I always feel like it's a tightening, or you're sort of restrained to what you're allowed to spend. It feels like it's a restraint.
Yeah, and I think that's right. And because of that feeling, many people just avoid doing it.
Yeah.
I think they say the number of people that actually have a written budget in place is only about something like 5% of the population. So it's something that we should all do, but we kind of put it off because we feel that it's going to, as you say, it's going to put shackles on us and limit what we can do. But it doesn't need to be that way, of course. It's actually meant to be a really positive thing to make sure that we're achieving the goals that we have for our money.
We're talking with Alex Cook from Wealth With Purpose. Come back after this and talk about if there is a biblical approach to a spending plan that we should be looking at. It's Jane Sam for breakfast on 96.3. It's Jane Sam for breakfast on 96.3. Sam is away today. It's just me flying solo, and we're catching up with Alex Cook from Wealth With Purpose. We started a brand new series last week, Getting Started With Money, it's called. Last week, we were looking at goal setting, and this week, we're looking at spending plans. We're looking at this next question. Is there a biblical approach to a spending plan, Alex?
Absolutely. Look, the way I see it is that the starting point here is acknowledging that everything I have is in fact God. So it's really an ownership understanding that really God has blessed me with a certain amount. And obviously, for each of us, it's different. For some, it's a little. For some, it's a lot. And how am I going to then use what he's put in my hand to steward effectively? Of course, this is about meeting both our family's needs, but also about seeking first his kingdom and his righteousness. So in other words, putting God first through our spending plan. In fact, I try and use the idea that, you know, one of the core aspects of the Christian life is that we're to glorify God with who we are and what we do. And that should also apply to our spending. And so the best way I think of this whole idea of glorifying God is, you know, you imagine you're driving around at night and you drive past a church, you know, it's dark, but you see, often you'll see a cross on the roof of the church and it's all lit up because the light is shining on it. Well, really what that is that it's not the source of the light that you're drawn to, it's the cross that's been lit up. And that's the same thing with our money. How does your money glorify God? Does your money and the way you use it, does it point people to God? And so, therefore, that challenges the way we spend money, because every spending decision, if you like, particularly if you believe that God's the owner, is in fact a spiritual decision. And so when we're putting together our budget, the question is, that we should be asking ourselves is, does my budget glorify God? Does it have an eternal perspective? Am I just meeting my own needs here, or am I meeting the needs of God's kingdom as well? You know, am I helping people up and out of poverty? Am I meeting human need? And am I using the money to glorify God and spread the good news? Yeah. So that's sort of, I guess, the biblical approach to how we spend our money, that we use it in ways that goes way beyond just ourselves and our own needs, and has that eternal perspective towards how we spend our money.
When we've got all this in place, Alex, how do we create a plan to put this into practice?
Yeah, so look, I recommend people use an Excel spreadsheet. In fact, the really simple thing for people to do is just jump on our website, wealthwithpurpose.com, and on it they'll find a thing called My Toolkit, and in there is basically a pre-filled out budget for you with all the different sections, and all you really need to do is just add in the numbers that relate directly to you personally. And that'll really help you get started and work out how much money is coming into your house versus how much money is going out. But then, of course, you can then ask yourself, well, am I using this money? Am I spending too much in some areas and too little in other areas? So just a very useful exercise. Another alternative approach to that is, these days, thanks to technology, there's a few good budgeting apps, and some are so good that they actually take data feeds from your bank account. So you actually have almost a live budget, if you like, and they can be very good for people. And then for some of you, maybe you're a bit old school and you think, well, actually, I don't want to really use a computer at all. I'm just going to put it all into a notepad and write down all my expenses and all my income, and then work out what my surplus or deficit is. So there's some of there are three different ways of doing it. But I like the Excel spreadsheet. It's just a simple, tried and tested way.
The old pen and paper takes us back, doesn't it? Alex Cook is from Wealth with Purpose. We're going to take a short break. Back after this with ways that we need to look out for those pitfalls when it comes to budgeting. Why do people often fail when it comes to budgeting? We'll look at that question with Alex after this. It's Jay and Sam for breakfast. Oh, bloody sick. It's Jay and Sam for breakfast on this Tuesday morning. Sam is away this week. It's just Alex Cook and myself. Alex is from Wealth with Purpose. And today we're looking at money issues, and we've started a new series, Getting Started with Money. Last week it was goal setting. This week it was taking a look. This week we're taking a look at spending plans. And Alex, a lot of people come to their plans. They think they've got everything in order, but unfortunately it fails. How can we take a look at that and also put into place ways that we don't fail when it comes to budgeting?
Yeah, no, great question. So look, when we do a budget, really that's a sort of a thinking exercise, in the sense it's how we see how we're using our money. Are we spending in the right areas? Are we using it for eternal purposes, etc.? So it's more of a thinking exercise. But what that doesn't help us with necessarily is the behavioural aspect of money, because ultimately you can do a budget and see where the money should go, but unless we behave well with money, we won't necessarily stick to our budget effectively. So the idea of the budget is to get the thinking right, and then what we need to do is put the right structures in place to help us make sure that we achieve what's in the budget. So, for example, in your budget, you might allocate 10% of your income to savings. But we know statistically that most people find it really hard to save. And that's often because they don't have the right structures in place. So what do I mean by that? Well, I encourage people to have a few different bank accounts for different purposes. So one might be your everyday spending account, so your salary goes into that. Yep. And from there, you know, you have day-to-day spending. But what you want to do is sweep money out to your savings account. So have a long-term savings, and ideally that could be roughly 10% of your net income. So let's say you get paid on the first day of the month. Then on the second day of the month, you sweep 10% out automatically into a long-term savings account. The other area is to have a bank account for a rainy day, you know, money set aside for the future, just in case something happens, you know, you lose your job or you get sick. And then another one just for all your regular bills and so forth, to make sure that, you know, you're paying your rent, paying your mortgage, paying your gas, etc. And that way you've created a nice simple structure to make sure that everything gets paid and your goals get achieved. Because as I say, money is ultimately behavioural, and many people struggle to behave with money, even if they know how to think about it correctly. They know they need to save, but they just find the temptation of a credit card and all that too much, and therefore they behave poorly with it.
Yeah.
So structure matters.
I've got one of those on mine. I've got my emergency, my day-to-day, and smile. That's what I call my savings one. So I've set them all up. I put, you know, 50 into the emergency a week, 100 into savings, and then, yeah, the rest is day-to-day livings, you know, petrol and little bits and pieces on the side.
Yeah, it's just a good, simple system. You don't want to overcomplicate it. You don't need, you know, heaps of accounts, but just a good, simple system that you can follow, and it helps you to behave well with money. That's the key.
Yes, interesting. Thank you so much, Alex. Alex Cook from Wealth with Purpose with us this morning.